Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
I learned something shocking about the youth yesterday.
Okay.
The youth of America. As they grow up, generations change, things change, talents change,
knowledge
changes. Right. I learned yesterday that kids don't know how to do something today. It shocked me.
Oh.
Good morning, all. Should I start doing on Monday? Like, good morning. That one?
Oh.
No.
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 I mean, Oprah could pull it off, but Oprah could.
Well, I didn't feel like it came from like the depths of your soul. Didn't. It has to come from like
it was kind of weak sauce right there.
All right, well, Oprah's got Gale. I ain't got no Gale. Thanks for your help. Thanks for nothing, Monica Brooks.
You gotta
in
make
the house.
Me stronger. That was a good.
And then I got Stedman over here.
Good morning.
You're not really helping.
Get back in your cage. Oh, fine. Oprah can pull it off, but I can't pull it off. Jeez,
that wasn't from the heart.
Forget it. Then we'll just do the Monday.
That was a good.
Good morning. It's Monday.
Yeah, you gotta be like, good, you know.
You do it then.
Good morning. It's Monday. It was kind of weak, too.
I didn't like yours.
Okay, well.
All right, Stedman.
Yeah, clear it out.
Good morning.
Yeah.
I feel like that
it
wasn't.
It wasn't long enough.
See, I still feel like
it wasn't long enough.
Right. I'll bring it from the depths
okay,
now,
yes, yeah, come on, do it.
I like that one better.
Better.
I like that one better.
Much better.
At least as long as I'm better than you two. That's all I need. Hi. Good morning. I gave away a car yesterday. How about that?
Oh, yes, you did.
I saw it.
I was following you on Insta and everything else. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to, was it Brianna?
Yes. Our friend Brianna Hodges, William Byrd High School.
Woo, Terriers.
Your big winner of a brand new car from First Team Nissan.
Cool.
It's the Nissan Kick. Which is like one of those, it's the, you know, funky car. It's a cool car. It's got Bose speakers in the headrest, stuff like that.
How old is Brianna?
She's in high school.
In high school, so I don't think she's really picky about a car. I mean.
Oh, no, she's not.
No.
But it's a cool car. I'm telling you right now.
I like the name of it.
Yeah. David Dillon and the team, the First Team, they're all there. And this is the after prom grand finale. This is the thing where every year when you go to your prom and they do the after party, and if you stay till the end, you are qualified for this car giveaway.
Mm-hmm. It's really
and
cool.
So that's what Brianna did, which is awesome in its own right, to just stay to the end of your after prom and be safe and live and all those things.
Yep.
So it was great to have her there. We had runner-up Bienvenue Amani in the house.
Yeah. I like that name.
Yeah.
William Fleming High School and Logan Miller, Bath County High School.
Okay.
So they didn't win the car, but they did get MacBooks, so that's good.
Wow. That's really great prizes right there.
Mm-hmm. Those are really good.
I won tickets to Emerald Point. I stayed for after prom. I was that kid.
Yeah,
I helped to organize it and stuff, too. Yeah,
right.
That's cool.
And because, you know, the after prom is all about staying safe and not killing yourself on prom night, so that's why we didn't give Monica a car on prom night either, because we wanted everyone to live.
We didn't have a car giveaway. That would have been so amazing.
Right. And we give you a bus pass.
Yeah.
Great.
Like, oh, yay!
So hanging out at the Salem Civic Center, and I learned something about the youth of America.
Okay.
They don't know how to do something.
Ooh.
So at this event, what happens is there are 25 numbered keys. So we call out names and people come up with the keys and they try to open this lockbox. Because inside the lockbox are three key fobs for the car. One of them starts the car. The other two don't know anything. So you come up and you open your little envelope and you take your key and you try to open the lockbox. And what I learned yesterday, child after child after child, is they don't know how to use keys.
What do you mean?
They don't know how to use keys.
But a key is a key. You just put it in there and turn it. You
but Monica, keys are for old people. They
keys
got
are
fobs.
For old people.
Oh, well, now it has a fob.
Keys they got fobs. They got number codes. There's finger things. There's all sorts of stuff. There's apps. Keys.
That is true.
They don't know how to use keys.
We're starting to move away from keys.
Yes. They
definitely.
Came up. They would open it up and then say, what do I do with this? Like you put it in the hole and turn it. Here? Yes, here. And so you figure it's one kid, and then the next kid comes up. We're like, oh, yeah, you probably know how to use keys. She says, no.
Right. They don't know which way to turn it, which way should be up.
I get that now. And by the time they become homeowners, they're going to be key. It's going to be keyless, probably.
It's going to be a key fob for your front door.
Fob my butt. It's going to be in your finger or your wrist. You know it. Come on now. Or it's going to be on your wearable if you've got your little watch or whatever. But, yeah, that's no keys. That surprised me yesterday. that had never experienced that before.
Yeah, it's something new.
And it was kid after kid. They didn't know. But thank you to Becky Parr, the team at Yoviso, David Dillon, the team at First Team, Salem Civic Center, everybody, and Woo-hoo! Of course all the kids that come out and the parents that support them. And it's nice to see a bunch of kids in a room who are young, fresh face, and make you feel good about society.
Yeah.
Yes.
As opposed to other situations, you're like, forget it, I'm never leaving the house again. I can't do this. So thank you to everybody. Congratulations to Brianna, winner of that car. Everybody else, you know, go to your after prom next year, and next year it could be you who doesn't know how to use a key. That'll be what we'll do is we'll implant every child with a microchip.
Okay.
And then one of you has the lucky microchip.
Woo!
That unlocks the car. And the rest of you have the lucky tracking device, so we know where you are the rest of
your
life.
It's a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
Yeah, CEO Trent Innes, he says he uses the coffee cup test.
The coffee cup test.
On potential employees.
CEO named Trent.
Trent, you don't like the name Trent, do you?
Hi, I'm Trent. I don't know if I trust the Trent. Hello, I'm Trent.
Well, he says
what's his last name?
Innes.
Trent Innes. Hello.
Trent Innes.
CEO, Trent Innes. We're bankrupt. I'm not telling anyone. CEO, Trent Innes.
He says he takes this coffee cup test so seriously that he will blacklist people. Even if he's not going to hire them and they want to come back and try again, they're already blacklisted.
So it's that severe
for him? It's that severe for him,
so you really don't want to fail this test?
No. And he says the way it works is that he, and you know, with the coworkers, with the, well, not coworkers yet.
Yeah.
But
the
interviewer. He says they walk in and he takes them throughout the building.
Okay.
Gives them a little tour. They go by the kitchen and he offers them a drink. He said because the kitchen is just so, it's spotless. It's very nice. Get some coffee. Go back to the office. They talk.
Mm-hmm.
They sip the coffee, and he waits to see if he takes his cup back to the kitchen and cleans it. Because some people tend to just leave it and like, okay, I'm done talking. I'm just going to leave it right here.
Gotcha.
But do you finish it and leave it, or do you finish it and say, hey, let me take this back to your kitchen and
clean
it?
So it's not a disposable mug. It's a regular mug.
And so that's how he's testing.
The test is, will you take it back to the kitchen?
Yeah. Huh.
And clean it.
Uh-huh. He said that speaks volumes to a person's character if they clean their own mug.
That's, I wonder.
What do you think about it?
I wonder, like, I'm thinking if I was in that situation, I don't know if I would feel comfortable enough just to walk back to the kitchen. I think I would say, hey, what do you want me to do with this mug?
Do you want me to take care of this?
Yeah. Do you want me to take care of this?
And is that, do I pass at that point?
I think you do.
Or does Trent Innes throw you out a window? Get out of here.
He doesn't go into great detail about that, but I think you do. If you at least say, hey, can I, let me take care of this mug.
Yeah, because who would just leave a mug, like, in a conference room or something?
I could see some people saying, okay, I'm done with this, and just getting up and forgetting because they're nervous, maybe, or just because they're
just not even thinking about it.
You're not thinking about it.
Or you think, okay, well, I don't work here, so they'll probably just take
someone to come and clean it.
I guess that's the attitude of someone will come clean it. Because there's a lot of people around here that have that attitude. Someone will come clean all these things.
Yeah.
I threw out, like, 8 things in the refrigerator this morning that were disgusting. Mm. Oh, yeah. Monday's a good refrigerator purge day because people leave if it's been here over the weekend. So as far as I'm concerned, it is all garbage at that point. If you have left it in the work fridge for over 2 days, your half-eaten makadoo salad goes in the trash.
So you're saving someone from being sick.
Yes.
In a way, from salmonella or E. coli.
Exactly.
Or something.
Could we do this test with our interns? Because they're not listening yet. This is before they wake up.
Well,
could we do some kind of
intern
test?
I like whatever mind control things. Mm-hmm. Can I act like Trent Innes, CEO?
Trent Innes!
Zach Jackson, CEO, K92 Morning Thing. Hello.
Trent Innes.
Sherry, get in here. Get my cup. Yes. Yeah, does Trent wash his own mug? That's the question,
know,
too. Sort of like,
not.
Janet, my mug, get in here. It's probably something, too, where Trent's got his own mug, and if you touch his mug, they cut your finger off. Like, it's one of those.
And blacklisted.
Mm-hmm.
If you fail, you're blacklisted.
Wow. Trent Innes, the only way to get off that list is to drink your own pee. Go, do it. Yes, now. Here we go. Buzzwords.
Woo.
Yes. Oh, Antoine, K92 Morning Thanks, Antoine Terrell, and his embarrassing new plan. He's got plans.
Mm-hmm.
People always have plans.
It's good to have plans.
I think it's good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have something coming up in the Scoopla that it's a way to be happier in life,
mm-hmm.
and it sucks.
And it sucks? You don't agree with it?
I don't want to.
Oh, no.
I don't want to, Monica.
He doesn't want to be happy.
I want to be happy.
But you don't want to do it.
I don't want to do this one thing.
I'm telling you.
All I got to do is this one thing. And I keep talking about how I'm totally incapable of doing this thing. Fine. Antoine has an idea.
I do.
And sometimes people have ideas, and you hear them, and you think to yourself, what a stupid idea. This is never going to work. It's never going to happen.
So you just shut it down?
You don't necessarily shut it down. You just nod and you say, mm-hmm. Wasn't there a time, Monica, where you declared you were going to only eat tuna or salmon or something? Didn't you have a fish diet?
I did have a fish diet. For breakfast, I would have tuna packets and stuff, and it was stinking here.
I knew it was a dumb idea. And I just, sure, whatever. Years ago, my wife asked for Christmas. She wanted a step. You know, when you do workouts and you watch it on TV, a little step.
A little aerobic step.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I knew this was a waste of money. I knew this was just going to be garbage, but I got it for her anyway.
Right.
And she never used it. So I knew it. I was right. Uh-huh. But you can't
she
tell
had
him,
the idea.
You can't tell him it's wrong.
Okay.
She had plans.
Unless you're here right now.
All right.
Because Antoine makes big declaration today.
I don't think it's a big I think it's just a little thing.
And I get it.
Health kick.
I get it. Yeah, I get it because I did the same thing. So I know what you're...
No, but you don't do it now, so that's not helping me. Stop doing it.
What do you want to do?
She had a terrible idea, like this one.
So what I want to do, because I realized, I was thinking about this over the weekend, we sit a lot in this industry.
I mean, we sit a lot in this world these days.
Yeah. And so I want to get like one of those like mini cycle like pedal things and put it underneath my chair. When I'm sitting, I can be pedaling and my legs can still be moving.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be going super hard, but
I get what you're saying.
I think I should have some support.
You have my support.
Thank you, Monica.
You have Monica's support.
You know, back in the day, I had a little thigh master.
Oh my God. See again, same thing. Bad idea. How long did that last?
That lasted about like a week, and it looked goofy because I would try to have a conversation. You could see that I was working.
And she's
my
over there
like,
thigh squeezing. I mean, what was next? A shake weight? Get out of here. Yeah, so Antoine's going to buy some little mini bike.
I think you get it.
You're going to pedal around.
Yeah.
That's cute.
And I'm just going to keep my legs active.
Uh-huh. I think better is that you should get an actual mini bike, like something that a clown would ride, and you can use it to ride to the kitchen or the bathroom. You know, anytime you want to go get coffee. Yeah, we'll get a bicycle horn that you can put on it.
Here comes Antoine.
Mm-hmm. Because you want to get out. You want to get active. You need to move.
No.
That's what it is. You know what? Maybe none of this is for Antoine, but it's for his twin. We learned about Antoine's twin on Friday, as well as my twin, your alter ego.
You need to say, hello, I'm a twin. You know my brother, Antoine?
Hello, I am Lantoine.
Nice to meet you.
Yes.
Lantoine. Antoine, let me just officially welcome you to this job, because I used to be smart, too, and all of it's gone. It just
leaks out of one ear.
I felt terrible.
Yep. Yeah. I was at a friend's house the other day. I said, man, I really like those new chairs in your living room. She said, cool, we got them last Christmas, remember?
But what's funny, they didn't correct me.
No, but they felt it.
Well, I got corrected, and I said, hello, I am, have you met me, the twin? Black. Nice to meet you. Yep, hot new show. Lantoine and Black. And Monica. And Lantoine and Black. Yeah, I like the sound of it.
The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
One simple thing you can do, and you'll be happier.
Just one thing.
Yep, I don't want to.
All right, one thing. Sign me up, because I'm gonna get fit. I'm going to work out, and then I'm going to add this to my life.
Okay. Yeah, Antoine's says he's going to ride some goofy little mini bicycle thing.
<all for it. laughs>
Thank you, Monica.
A little Star Wars bike or something.
What is this?
You know, get you a little, Stranger Things is coming back, so get you a little Stranger Things kid bike. Get you a Huffy. You can ride it around.
A Huffy. Yeah.
I'm going to get a fanny pack, too.
Yeah, great idea. Yeah, so he's going to get one of those little bike things that go underneath your desk. There's someone text 52353. My wife has one of those foot pedal things. I think she used it for a month, which was surprising. Been sitting under her desk for the last 2 years untouched.
Would she like to donate it to K92?
Yeah.
Yeah, she could.
Then I don't have to buy it.
She's going to start using it again.
I was going to start. That's what happens. The minute you try to get rid of that thing. Well, I was going to start using it again.
Yeah.
When? One thing you can do to be happier. And top 5 morning routines required for a good day. We'll get into this thing you can do. People are happier who read more.
Take time to read.
I don't want to read.
I read. I put closed captions on all the movies I watch at home.
Oh, does that count? Then I read too. Yes!
Well, there you go. You're reading.
Woo!
Reading Rainbow.
There it is. Take a look. It's in a book.
Oh, do I? Where's Reading Rainbow?
I gotta have Monica singing that here somewhere. Where is it?
Oh, I signed up for a competition. There was like a singing competition.
Okay.
One of those apps, and for Reading Rainbow, that was my jam.
Yeah.
I didn't win, but.
Let's see. Here we go. Well, I got here. It is.
I can fly twice as high.
Oh, sing along.
It's in a book. Reading Rainbow. I can do anything. It's in a book. That's all it took. Reading Rainbow.
You see what happens when people read Antoine.
That's not reading. That's not reading Rainbow. That's reading Rainbow.
Yeah. This is again. See?
Got that from a yard sale.
Oh. So 80% of those people who participated in this poll, 13 different countries. I mean, that's a lot of people. 80% said reading has improved their relationships.
Huh. Ugh. You sit there and read together.
It's in a book.
This is high. It's in a book. Reading Rainbow.
I like that.
I can do anything.
Yes.
It's in a book. That's all it took. Reading Rainbow. Oh,
it's like Tony Braxton's broke ass aunt. That's what it says.
It's gonna be
Tony Braxton.
Top five morning routines required for a good day. Okay. So I did this poll. That number one was a cup of coffee to start that day.
I agree.
I am always in shock of the people who don't drink coffee. I don't know how you start your day.
Mountain
I just
Dew.
Don't.
Ugh.
I haven't had coffee. I haven't had coffee in 2 weeks.
What?
I haven't had coffee in 2 weeks.
But you have soda.
I have soda and water.
But that's how they started with soda or Red Bull.
I haven't had it in 2 weeks.
You know, he hasn't felt as good as when he first started.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
I thought maybe he was just getting into the pattern of the show, but it's the
he gave up coffee.
You're wearing off for me, Antoine.
Oh,
up your game. 52353 if you want to share. Let's see. Waking up after getting enough sleep. Well, doy. Number three, a morning shower. Four, listening to music while you're getting ready or in your car.
Yeah.
So this show, we like that. And five, eating a light breakfast, but nothing too heavy. Probably a book in there, too, whatever.
In a book, reading Rainbow.
Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by the lightning bolt.
Fastest 15 seconds on the radio. Good morning, Terry.
Yes.
Terry, would you like to team up with Antoine or Monica today, Terry?
Let's go with Antoine.
Okay. You shall try the Antoine.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's two categories, 15 seconds in each of them. Elliot, that means it is you and Monica, okay, Elliot? Sorry, this button, my two button.
Like Elliot was silent.
Okay, Elliot?
Okay.
Okay, fantastic. He's like, no, that was my actual reaction. Silence. I didn't know what to do. So, Monica versus Antoine, 15 seconds in each category. Antoine, you were selected first, so you can decide. And I know you like to send Monica out because you like to hear her answers. So.
Yes, goodbye, Monica. I went to go first. Because that's my Monday joy.
Yep.
The things in Monica's head.
Because they are impressive sometimes. Things like eating walnuts is a favor. That's a friend favor.
Or getting a book thrown at them.
Yep. Last time we played this game, favors was a category, and Monica said, eat walnuts with them. Let's see what we got here. All right, two different categories, 15 seconds. This one, I do believe Monica may have some creative answers for this first category. So let's get right to it. Here we go, Antoine. You have 15 seconds to give me Father's Day gifts. Go.
Grill, tie, shirt, a car, a house, a baby, a dog, a cruise, a vacation, a new tool set, a workbench, exercise room, a new TV, a new couch, a recliner.
I counted some of yours and not others.
Which ones didn't you count?
I ain't an old baby. All right, come on.
Congratulations. Happy Father's Day. I'm pregnant. That's amazing.
It's not a gift. You also need a tie or something.
That's beautiful.
And a house? That's very elaborate in that situation.
There are some rich women out there.
All right. 12. I gave you 12. Dog. I don't know.
A puppy. This is in music videos.
It's not a Father's Day gift. As a father, I say no. If I say no to the gift, then it's a no.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. Monica's coming back in. I feel like I'm going to say no to a lot of these.
Uh-oh.
Though she might just have none.
That could be it.
None?
That's the way her mindset is. Like,
well, she doesn't celebrate.
All right, Monica.
Oh, gosh.
Probably not. 12 is a number to beat in the first round. Okay. You have 15 seconds to give me Father's Day gifts. Go.
Candies, hugs, love, breakfast, and cards. You give him jewelry. No, like a watch. You give him a wallet, money, a gift card, movie tickets, a massage, another lady. You give him.
We got a winner, folks. Okay. We got a winner.
You know what? I didn't give you some love. Get out
love.
Of
here.
No, no.
I give you all of me.
As a father, I say, how dare you get you a forgotten Father's Day again, as opposed to Mother's Day, where, boy, we got to shower you and everything. I give you eight. Actually, you know what? I'll give you a bonus point for the lady thing. Nine.
Oh,
you get nine. You get a double on that one.
Okay.
There you go.
I agreed to the double point for that last one, too.
See? There was no fight there at all. 12 to 9. I know. In my head, I'm like, card. No.
The best
love.
Answer.
No.
The best answer gets 2 points now.
Like breakfast. I'm like, what a ripoff wallet. Boy, what a bunch of sucky gifts. I almost want to give you one for the house after that. 12 to 9. We get into the second category now. This one's a little more cut and dry. Here we go, Antoine. You have 15 seconds to give me musical instruments.
Oh, God. Trumpet, clarinet, saxophone, piano, drum, snare drum, bass drum, trombone. Did I say that? Tuba. The desk when you beep, your mouth when you're beatboxing, the desk when you're drumming, a guitar.
Okay. Guitar in on the buzzer, and I will give you mouth, but not desk when you're hitting it.
Okay, so, that's
all
right.
Because mouth, I do believe that you got that meow, 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 and all that stuff. So I gave you 10. I think I did a pretty good job there. So 10 for you. Let's get Monica back in here.
Oh, she has an advantage.
Come on back. Why is that? Because she played one?
Yes.
That's one. Which you didn't say, by the way.
No.
The number to beat is 22. He got 10.
22.
So that means you have to give me 13. It can be done.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you got this.
13 in 15 seconds. Musical instruments.
A clarinet, a trumpet, a trombone, a flute, a piano, guitar. You have the drums. You have the sticks, the fish. You have the eye whistle. You have, what do you have? You have a recorder. And what did I get?
What do you have?
What's an eye whistle?
What is an eye whistle?
Well,
what is
someone
an
eye whistle? Has a fake eye, and then a breeze hits it, and it just blows.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay. I want you to go away.
So just so I'm clear, you stick a whistle in your eye hole,
yeah,
and I guess you think real hard, and it will blow.
Catches a breeze, and it blows up on the side.
Okay. All right, fair
I think
enough.
It counts.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you a point on that one because it wasn't enough. You got 11. Antoine wins. There you go.
Shout out to you, Terry.
You got 11 with the eye whistles.
So. Eye whistle. And an extra point for the woman.
Yes.
Okay.
I helped you the best I could.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Me. All right. Children, gather around. Let's play the eye whistle round the campfire. Here we go.
Woo!
Hey. WXLKHD.
Rono.
I don't want to crush your dreams, Antoine, but your dream of your little mini bicycle is falling apart over here.
What do you mean?
On the K92 morning thing. King's Dominion tickets 10 minutes away. Antoine says he wants to get one of those foot pedals.
It's like a little, it's a mini cycle.
And we had somebody text in to 52353. They have one that their wife got.
Yep.
Used for about a month. And now for 2 years, it's just been sitting there doing nothing.
Okay.
So Antoine says, ooh, can I have that one? I'm sorry, Antoine, but I cannot donate the foot pedal to you. One side squeaks just a little bit when you use it. And I really don't want to listen to that every morning. So.
Yeah.
Understood.
They're saying it. I believe them.
Yeah. Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
Of course, the reality would be we'd only have to hear it for about 2 days and then he wouldn't do the bike anymore anyway.
But maybe that's why his wife stopped using it, because it started squeaking. So maybe she just needs a new one.
That is the excuse she will use.
That's what it is.
A little WD-40. Why don't you just move your legs like that? What do you need a bike for?
I need the pressure. The
resistance.
The resistance. There we go.
I
need that.
Just start. Well, this is how you start to decide if you really want to do it. So let's see how long you can just kick your legs. Just kick, 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 and see what happens.
It's like a tester right there. Yeah, it is.
So he's doing it right now.
Yes.
See, it feels dumb, doesn't it?
Yes, because there's nothing on my feet. You're right.
Empty.
I feel stupid.
Now, Monica, he looks dumb too, doesn't he? Because he does.
He's like, hey.
He sort of has this grin on his face, like Kermit D. Frog driving a car.
How do you do this and not smile?
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
It is a hideous food concoction that I am shocked has taken this long to arrive. And I don't know if it's a dessert or a meal. Say hello to the Philly cheesesteak cheesecake. There it is.
Oh, no.
No, that's just gross.
No.
That's a pass. That's a pass. That's just garbage.
I don't know.
No.
The Philly cheesesteak.
The Philly cheesesteak cheesecake.
Well, let me hear it out.
Well, it's a cheesecake.
Okay.
And then it's got cheesesteak on top of it. So
the sweet and savory?
Peppers, onions.
With the peppers and the onions.
Shaved
and the
steak.
Oh, no.
Sounds like a tummy ache.
I don't think it's that bad. I actually have to imagine that it tastes like a slightly sweeter Philly cheesesteak, which may not be the worst thing.
So are you saying that you want to try it?
It might be the only way I enjoy cheesecake.
It's for you.
Is by putting beef on top of it.
All right, there we go. Let's do it.
All right, make it for me.
Wait a minute. I gotta get my bike thing.
Go to the store and get some. Get a frozen cheesecake and put some steakums on top. I don't know.
Because I hate both of those things, I'm not sure how I would like that.
You really undersold that one.
Yeah.
Monica, would you like to have a dog poop on it while you're at it? I mean, jeez. Yeah, so this is circulating the internet. Way. And again, so is this a meal or is this a dessert? I think it's a main course.
I think it's a meal. I think it's a
very
meal.
Very meaty. And who would say, okay, I finished my meal. I want like this steak, please.
A nice meaty dessert.
Yes, no, thank you.
A meaty dessert, yes. So we'll just throw a couple of pieces of pig slop on top of each other is what Monica says. And that's see if you like it. All the things you hate in a pile.
Number two.
And it's also food related. It's just funny. And, you know, I blame Monica for this one, Antoine.
Okay.
Really?
Because this is sort of an example of Monica Brooks's Thang hacks coming to life in real life.
This can't be good.
This is not one you've done, but I'm shocked. Now that I've seen it, I feel like we should have. I'm disappointed in you for not offering this one as a Thang hack. This person has discovered... Again, this is all just a joke, but they have discovered that their car and most people's cars have a secret built-in taco holder.
Oh, are you talking about where you put your sunglasses? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, it sounds like it makes sense to her, which means it is perfect for a Thang hack.
Yeah, it's perfect sense. You know, who puts their sunglasses up there? No one, because they're on your face. But put your taco there.
Put your taco there.
I keep my sunglasses in the sunglass
holder.
So do I.
That's where it goes.
I never use it. But taco
Because you have ground beef in there, I guess. Yeah, so taco holder. It's someone took a picture. It's
and
going viral.
And it
would
stay nice and warm because the sun is really, you know, hitting.
Oh, yes. And that's what I like is sun-warmed ground beef. This is delicious right here.
Number one.
You have so many terrible ideas. Speaking of terrible ideas... Here's a clothing trend they are trying to make trendy for dudes this summer.
Okay.
Men wearing crop tops.
No.
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 Mm-mm.
You say no to the male crop top.
Now, the image that comes to mind is the football players back in the day with a little crop top.
Yes.
Yeah.
The half shirt is the best way to describe a crop top. There is a clothing company, ASOS, that sells men's and women's clothing. And they have this extreme cropped top. So it's long sleeves. And then it's the crop top right below your man boobs.
Okay.
Here's the thing that they point out, though. So people, of course, are destroying this thing online. If I start seeing men in crop tops this summer, I'm done, this woman wrote. However... Who used to wear a crop top back in the day? Who used to wear a crop top back in the day? Allow me to show a picture of the one from the website and someone who used to wear a crop top back in the day. His name is Will Smith, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Antoine's favorite person in the entire world.
But back in the day when it was hot.
It was popular back then.
It was like football players are wearing their little crop
top. Exactly. Bo Jackson, one of the greatest athletes of all time, wore one.
But we acted as if the male crop top was something that is so unheard of that no one would ever do it. But then here we go. Will Smith. Wearing a crop top.
If he wore one this summer,
you would do it.
I'd think about it.
You would think about it.
I go look at the website, see what colors
Maybe
they have.
I can make you one.
I don't want that.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Yep, he can come in here. Now this is a story. Hey, everybody. Look at my crop top.
Hey, you'll be on your little bike.
Yep. Oh, this is perfect. You know what? I feel like you need a belly ring for this situation.
Yes.
Antoine Terrell. Dorktacular Summer 2019. This is a great idea. Strong Mom Shout Out. You must honor the strong mamas in your life.
They deserve it.
Hey,
exactly.
Mommy.
You go to K92Radio.com and you enter them for a strong mom shout out. Everybody gets a little sum from Embellish Hair Studios, and the grand prize winner gets a $100 gift card to Embellish Hair Studios. You can schedule your next appointment online, embellishhairstudioroa.com. You also get chocolates from Chocolate
Delicious.
Paper. You can eat them while you're getting your hairs did.
Works make out a day perfect. Out of it.
So let's honor our mamas now. Monica Brooks.
Shout out Mildred Sink of Salem from her daughter Karen.
Mildred would be an interesting
name.
Yeah,
that's different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Karen says, my mom is the best mom ever. She had four children, three daughters and a son. She said, we lost my sister almost 4 years ago. And it was the most agonizing event for our family. And she still remained the rock for all of us. She is the heart and soul of the family. She says, my mom deserves the best of everything because she's always put everyone before herself. We love her so much. That's come from Karen, Becky, Larry, and our sister in heaven, Kathy.
There you go. Shout out to you, Mildred. Let's shout out Kelly Moore in Thaxton from her daughter, Haley. Hey, Kelly. So here's what Haley says. She says, when I think about my mom, I think about my best friend, the person I go to when things get tough, the person I call every day just to say, hey, and I love you. So 4 years ago, Haley was in a serious car accident and was told she may never walk again.
Oof.
She says, for 6 months, I had over 50 appointments with numerous doctors, surgeons, physical therapists. My mom was the first person to hold my hand through it all. She held me when I cried, pushed me in my wheelchair, and took me anywhere I wanted to go. She kept my spirits up, prayed with me and for me, and stayed strong through the entire process, all for me. 6 months later, she was the first person to see my first steps again, and because of my mom, I am able to walk with no complications. I am strong, and I hope to be half the strong mom she is one day. So shout out to both of you.
Yes.
Great story. Antoine!
All right, shout out to Pamela Huff in Hillsville from her daughter, Melina.
Pamela.
Melina says, my mom has survived colon cancer and a massive heart attack. She is now retired from the United States Army, but previously was deployed for over a year in Afghanistan. Currently, her mom is a deputy for Carroll County.
Very nice.
She spends time working with several community charities assisting children. My mom never asked for anything in return. She has a heart made out of pure platinum.
Ooh, platinum.
She definitely deserves a strong mom shout out.
Very nice. There you go. Thank you for your service on all levels.
Yes. Yes.
Let's shout out our grand prize winner. All the mamas do get a little something from Embellish Hair Studios, but here's our $100 gift card winner. Also, those chocolates from Chocolate Paper. Let's shout out Jessica Necht in Roanoke. Jessica!
Jessica! Hey!
This is from her daughter, Faith. And I will read it in Faith's words. Faith is 10, by the way.
Okay.
So, you know. My name is Faith, and I am 10. That's how I knew.
There you go.
I did some deep investigation.
Yeah, well.
My mom is the best ever. Every morning, she drives us to school, and it takes an hour just for us. But she has 4 kids and 2 more that she takes care of that aren't hers. She works 60-hour work weeks and goes to school full-time. And whenever she gets money, she always spends it on us. We know she loves us more than anything. She is the strongest and most caring mom ever. Every morning, she tells us, let's get ready to go early. And I think it's because she wants to listen to K92, LOL. Oh. She is the best ever. We agree. Yeah. There you go, Jessica. Grand prize winner. K92radio.com. You want to shout out a strong mom in your life? We do it on Mondays here with Embellish Hair Studios and Chocolate Paper on your K92. I like when things happen.
Things.
Crazy things.
Mm-hmm. Fun things.
Things that don't happen on Tuesdays.
No.
Like, what'd you do on Tuesday? Went to work.
Yeah. Nothing fun happens on a Tuesday.
Not really.
But a Saturday... Even a Sunday.
Yeah.
Yep. So if you had a wild weekend, that's what we do Monday morning, and we reward you with prizes. Monica had a weekend in her house where she just tortured her son with headless things.
Well, we went to the store.
So many decapitations going on?
Well, when you go to the mall, you go to the store, you see mannequins.
Yes.
Sure.
And some of them are headless.
Some of them are. That's true.
And Hendrix has an issue with mannequins.
And this
now.
Is new.
This is new.
So he's picked up a headless mannequin thing.
I don't
thing.
Know. And it just freaks him out. He won't scream and cry, but he will walk away and start trying to pull you away from the mannequin.
Gotcha.
He's trying to save your life.
Yeah. But he has issues with it all of a sudden.
And you think it's because you've been showing him lots of decapitation.
Well, I think because Ava loves Twilight.
I like how she's blaming her daughter.
I am blaming Ava. Yes. And Ava loves Twilight. She's watching Twilight in her room. And Hendrix walks in on the fight scene between the werewolves, the wolves, and the vampires.
Uh-huh. Right.
And some stuff happens.
Okay. Apparently, yes. Heads will roll in that situation.
Yeah. He was like, Mama, come here. I'm like, what?
So notice, yes, Antoine, that the behavior of one of her children is being blamed to her other child.
Yes.
If only there was one woman in charge.
If there was somebody who oversaw.
He was playing, and he just walked in. And of course, on that one scene. Yeah. So I think that's what triggered the mannequin fear.
Hendrix, what'd you do this weekend? Decapitation.
No!
We have not Sheila on the phone. We're going to get to her. She made a new friend over the weekend.
Mm. That's good.
Okay. Yeah. Said there's a little something more than that, too. Uh-oh. So we'll find out. Text 52353. Drunk dialed my ex-boyfriend and ended up at his house for a booty call. Sorry, not sorry. Actually, I am pretty sorry. Son of a...
Sorry.
I'm going to give her a little something. Somebody else, I binge watched the entire 2 seasons of Handmaid's Tale to get ready for season 3 this week. I'm not sure if I should be proud of myself or disappointed.
Well, you like that show, right?
I do.
I need to watch it. Never seen an episode.
It's dark.
Nope, never mind then.
Handmaid's Tale is actually part of the Blow Your Mind next, too.
Okay.
And yeah, that comes back. Here's someone, text 52353. I drank rum. So much rum.
Ooh, rum.
Ooh, that's a lot. Ew. That's a lot of
Where's
rum
the
right
rum?
There. Good morning to Not Sheila. Hello, Not Sheila.
Hello, hello.
Hi, how was your weekend?
Well, so I had my first fling.
Okay.
Okay.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Are you proud of yourself? You had your first fling? She makes it sound like an accomplishment, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it was good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've never had a one-night stand before, so.
Me neither.
All right.
I'm pretty sure it's going to last also.
Yeah, yes.
Because if I have one now, I'm also having a divorce. So I don't think that that's going to happen. So I guess how does that all go down?
Well, we were at a brewery with some friends and we started hanging out and talking. And he was just a sweet guy. Anyway, we started as a good night. It started as a good night, but it quickly went left.
Okay.
Yeah, we were laying on the couch, his couch, and we were talking. This was after we, you know, and
Oh, okay. So yes, fact. This is the
uh-huh.
and okay. And so now something there's a twist. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
It kind of went sideways.
All right.
He said he said he started talking about his family and asking if I know certain people around town.
Oh,
and
okay.
And so he mentioned his last name that I do know, which happens to be my mom's maiden name.
Okay.
Mother's maiden name.
Hello. So,
hi. So you're related.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, caca. No. It's a family reunion.
What? How related are we?
Oh, my gosh.
It's like a game show. How related are we?
Yeah, it turns out there's not a connection. The spelling's different.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what you get on your knees. You pray. Hallelujah.
Lord,
okay, so you're not related.
No.
Okay.
No.
But that's a fear right there. There you go.
Around here, it is.
That's a small
this
town.
This is not a big area.
Not at all.
And especially, Monica, I laugh about Bedford and we joke and I love Bedford County, but a lot of y'all are related.
We have a big family. My family is huge. We extend out of Bedford, but it's a big group of us.
Wasn't there a time where people were convinced that you and your husband were related?
No, but my ex-boyfriend, his stepdad, my cousin. So that's where it sounds all kinds of twisted.
It was kind of close there.
Yeah, it's kind of close.
So not Sheila, you know for a fact not related.
No, we're not related.
Okay. She's like, but I'm not taking chances. Yeah. I don't know. Will there be a follow-up with this guy or are we done?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't
know.
That's just a lot of confusing answers here.
Yeah.
This is interesting weekend. Yeah. Hang on.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Monica, you would be furious at this gift.
But you said it cost, what, $99,000?
$99,000. Blow your mind. I'll give you some news stories. Take a little word out. Fun little game we play. Try to figure out what's missing. Man spends $99,000 to buy his girlfriend blank. Is it A picture with the Korean boy band BTS? B, Ocean. C, a love robot that looks like him.
No.
Which one, Monica?
Oh, you're laughing at it. Is that
Monica?
No,
which
no,
one?
He didn't.
Which
he
one?
C. He did not do that.
Okay. So that would have been funny though.
Oh.
Props to me for writing that one. If I was writing a fake story,
Ocean.
Ocean is actually the correct answer.
Yeah.
He spent $99,000 to buy her a square mile of ocean.
Get out of here.
Oh, that's romantic.
$99,000. That's what you're going to spend your money on? Some ocean? I could spit puddles and be like, hey, here you go.
Oh, wait,
this is some this is some ocean.
Now, if I give you a bucket full of my own spit, yeah, does that count as a gift?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Who would know?
This is off the rails now, guys.
Put some seaweed
it's
in
off
there.
The rails.
Put some seaweed. You love seaweed. Just crinkle that in there.
I do
you
love me some
ocean.
Seaweed.
Crumble some seaweed. Baby, I got you a bucket of ocean.
Yes. $99,000. Oh, my God.
So you can't actually buy the ocean, but you can buy usage rights to areas of the ocean. Fishing companies do this, mm-hmm. or if you were, say, you had an oyster farm, for example, out in the ocean, you would own the usage rights, and you can auction those off. So he bought a square mile of ocean at an auction and gave it to her and spent $99,000 on it. Now, Monica, you would be interested to know that it is off the coast of China's Shandong province. So,
yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yes, you'd like to vacation there this time of year.
Here we go. Shrimp in that ocean.
Next one. Woman thinks she sees another woman dressed like Handmaid's Tale. Now, have you ever seen their outfits? You know, the red robe and the thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thinks she sees a Handmaid's Tale on the ledge of a building and calls police.
Uh-oh.
Turns out to be A, a balloon. B, a red umbrella. Or C, a large bird. Antoine, what do you think?
I'm going with umbrella.
You know what umbrella is?
A family
correct.
Umbrella. It's my family umbrella.
It was Monica's big red family umbrella.
That's where I went to. I lost my umbrella.
Yeah, police are having fun with this. And they also said, hey, in the abundance of caution, we appreciate you calling 911 when you think in this situation. And it did. It looked like someone dressed like Handmaid's Tale, which does come out on Wednesday on Hulu. Red robe, white on the top. But it was just a giant patio umbrella that was sitting up there. And they made Handmaid's Tale jokes that you don't understand unless you watch a show, like blessed be the umbrella and praise be to the umbrella.
Okay.
So there it is. Last story. Here we go. Shoplifter runs. Hides in the trunk of her own car. Douses herself with blank to stay cool. Because it was 90 degrees. Is it A, Mountain Dew? B, P or C, motor oil?
Ooh, I was so sure of Mountain Dew until you said motor oil.
I know.
I'm going to stay with Mountain Dew, though.
You're staying with Mountain Dew?
I was going to go with C.
C, motor
oil.
Antoine.
Correct.
You are correct.
Oh, Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. Yep, tried to hide in the trunk of her car, but it was 90 degrees. So she's hiding in there, and they're thinking, all right, well, because they chased after her as she ran out of the store, and they thought, all right, well, we haven't seen any cars leave. Where'd she go? We haven't seen any cars leave. So they go, and they look at the security video, and sure enough, they see her climbing in the trunk of her own car. So they go over, and they open it up, and she is covered in Mountain Dew because she had poured it all over her body because it's hot in there, man.
Yeah,
90 degrees.
Imagine she's a sticky mess.
She was a crock pot. She was in there.
She was.
Sticky.
And again, we hope it was Mountain Dew. It could have been answer B. We have no idea.
The K92 Morning Bang's $1,000 Pop Quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
Monica, we're going to roll right into your hot list right after this. Just so you know, we say good morning to Leandra. Hello, Leandra.
Good morning.
All right, Leandra, I'd like to give you $1,000. Sound like a good Monday start?
It does sound like a great one.
Fantastic. Did you go get your three free answers?
Yes.
All right.
Off to a good start.
She's ready.
She's quick. Very confident.
$30 Monday right there.
Yeah. At least.
At least. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe $1,000 Monday. Let's aim higher than $30,
Please,
Antoine.
All right. I'm Team Leandra. Let's go.
60. Let's aim for 60. All right, Leandra, I'm going to run through all of them. It's $10 for every single one you get right. Get them all right. It's $1,000. You may pass at any time, and we will come back if there's time. And everybody else, we have two more days. So go to the Uptown Cheapskate Facebook page now. And go ahead and get their three free answers. Uptown Cheapskate is buying right now. So if you want to sell clothes, you want to make money, you can do that. Also, there is a trade-in bonus or store credit bonus.
Yes.
So if instead of taking money and walking out of the store, you want to fuel it back in, 40% extra.
Love that.
Yeah.
You can buy a lot of money.
You can buy a lot of stuff with that. All right, Leander, here we go. Your 60 seconds will start when I finish reading this first question. Let me make sure I got all my music. Here we go. What team of paranormal ghost hunters drive around in a vehicle called the Ecto-1?
Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Yeah. Mitch Buchanan is one of the main characters from what TV show?
Pass.
Pat Sajak is a host of what game show?
Wheel of Fortune.
Yes.
Who directed the Lord of Rings trilogy? Lord
Pass.
Of the Rings. Yeah, okay. True or false? The Mounds candy bar has nuts in it.
False.
Yes.
Well, who did comedian Pete Davidson date after Ariana Grande?
Pass.
Okay. Chrissy Teigen is married to what singer?
John Legend.
Yes.
Singer Ciara dates what pro football player?
Pass.
What chess piece can only move diagonally?
King?
No. In the Robert Downey Sherlock Holmes movies, who plays Watson?
Pass.
Okay, Mitch Buchanan, main character of what TV show?
Pass.
Okay, let's see. Who directed Lord of the Rings?
You can pass.
She's like, but I'm searching on the internet.
Peter Jackson.
Yes. Who did comedian Pete Davidson date after Ariana Grande? I'm sorry, time
she got
up.
50.
$50.
$50, there we go.
See, we shot higher than
30. You didn't say go higher.
You didn't say go higher.
That's good, at least.
Exactly. Uh-huh. $50.
Exactly.
So Mitch Buchanan is Baywatch. That's David Hasselhoff's character in Baywatch. We have comedian Pete Davidson dated Kate Beckinsale, the actress. Ciara dates Russell Wilson. And Robert Downey in the Sherlock Holmes movies, Watson is played by Jude Law. Jude Law is Watson. $50. Hang on. 2 more days to get one more $1,000 winner. Go to the Uptown Cheapskate Facebook page right now. Get your 3 free answers and win.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
It's official and it's devastating.
Oh, God.
Well, it is. Well, I think for you too, Batman. Did you see?
Oh, I saw.
Oh, this is devastating
for
you?
Yes. Oh, my God.
It's not devastating to me.
Okay,
it's not devastating to me.
They have confirmed the new Batman. It's Robert Pattinson.
From Twilight.
Little Robert Pattinson.
What? He's not little.
Little Robert Pattinson.
He is not little.
He's little.
You're little.
I mean, he's little as in he's not Ben Affleck. He's not Batman.
But nobody wanted Ben Affleck
Come
when he
on.
Was announced
oh, yes,
either.
Oh, yeah, he played a good one.
But nobody wanted him.
The script was garbage. He put in work for that role.
Yes, but...
And you're going to say Robert Pattinson? I can't believe you.
I'm giving him the benefit
Jared
of the doubt.
Jared and I even had a talk about it. He said, Robert Pattinson?
Little Robert?
And I said, yes, he's
Six
confirmed.
6'1"?
6'1", but little Robert Pattinson.
Little.
He's not... All right, I'm sorry, but I think Batman... Can he fit the uniform? Like, he doesn't fill it out. Like,
he's
you know
no bigger. He's no bigger than what Michael Keaton was when he played Batman.
Oh, and Michael Keaton, I heard he was
amazing.
People don't like him.
No, people loved him.
He's the original Batman.
Nobody liked Mike. Okay,
Monica's just yelling words.
Like,
okay,
no.
So basically, you're the only person alive who supports the Ben Affleck Batman decision. Really,
I think the script was garbage, but he looked the part. Batman.
She just liked the muscles.
Yes,
that's all it was.
Well, you look at Batman.
Oh, Michael
look
Keaton.
At his.
Hater.
Look at Batman, the character. Look at his uniform. Look at what he's wearing, his outfit. It's not
devastating.
It's not Robert Pattinson. It shouldn't be.
What
but
did
it
you
is.
Want instead?
I'll take
the Hulk.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
You were a Stone Cold Steve Austin. Is that what you want?
Hey, I'm a vampire. Watch me turn to glitter. Like, oh, no, no, no. You'll
be a better Batman than you'll ever be.
I can't believe it. All right, but I can't believe this right here. Adam Levine, he left behind $30 million because The Voice, you know, he left the show.
Yeah.
They said he threw a hissy fit. He had to go. $30
million. Yeah, because he had 2 years left on his contract.
Yes.
I'd put up with a lot for $30 million.
Yeah, go ahead and just,
I'd put up with a lot for what I get paid around here.
Did we ever find out why?
They said he was a diva. He wanted things to change on the show, and he was tired of the same.
He did not like the rules last season that didn't guarantee that each mentor got someone in the finals because he had zero people. So he felt like he was just sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah, but they said he was really being a diva, and I could see that because people talk about that all the time.
So, Monica, do you think Christian Bale was a good Batman?
He fit the role, yes. Okay. He was fine.
Christian Bale, who's shorter than Robert
Pattinson. But he filled out the uniform.
No, he...
Yes, he
he's
did.
He's the same size.
No, he filled it out.
Do you think Henry Cavill makes a good Superman?
Yeah.
Henry Cavill, the same height as Robert Pattinson?
Yeah, but he fills it out.
Well, you gotta... Monica, they work out before they start shooting.
Mm.
They get bigger.
No, he won't. Robert Pattinson is not.
We gotta take a quick break because Monica's gotta go pee because she drank a lot of Haterade. So she's gotta go wee wee.
Robert Pattinson, I mean.
Unmitigated Batman hatred.
19
continues. Man. Trash talking.
That's all you need to be honest.
Also,
I'm Martha Stewart, and we're going to have so much fun today in my Liar's Club. Lying is like origami, it has many folds like a swan. It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
Two of us are telling the truth. One of us is a liar. Pick out the liar, win the prize. Is it me? I, Zach, am an unwilling accessory to a crime.
I, Monica, went to a virtual doctor.
I, Antoine, ate off of the kids' menu at a wedding.
Let's say good morning to Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi, Jennifer. Who's the liar?
I'm Monica.
And Monica is the liar. You can go to the virtual doctor. Well, that is in fact true. Sorry.
I did.
You went to the computer doctor.
Yeah, the computer doctor where you Skype a doctor.
How does that work?
I've heard of that, but never heard of anybody doing it.
Yeah, you go online. It was weird. Put in, and of course, you know, they ask for your credit card information and stuff. I'm like, well, doodle, 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 let me put in my credit card. You know, and I did that.
Do I slide it into the computer?
Hey!
How does this work?
The floppy
disk.
Yeah,
but you talk to a real doctor, and they tell you that, hey, I'm certified. I'm a doctor here in Virginia, and you're Skyping with the doctor.
Okay.
And you go over your symptoms, and you're like, I'm pointing to my ear. I'm like, I have an ear infection.
Okay. You know, like they can hear you, too.
I know, but you pointing, like, you still can't help because
sure.
It's just a weird exchange. But she's like, okay, well, give me the list of symptoms. And I'm like, well, I feel this. I feel pain right here. And I'm like, this is so weird. And then the kids are yelling in the background.
Do you check your own blood pressure and all of that? Do you weigh yourself?
Nope. No. It's very strange. But at the same time, it's where we are.
And they diagnosed you. And did you get a prescription and everything? Wow.
She called it in.
So, ma'am, thank you. Just a heads up, you don't have to be naked on these Skype calls for next time.
I started taking off my blouse. I said, excuse me, doctor.
Like, is this the part where we talk about our long-distance relationship? No, it's not one of those. Get out of here. Yeah. Okay. Could be Antoine, could be me. Let's go ahead and say good morning to Amanda. Hello, Amanda.
Good morning.
All right, Amanda, who do you think is the liar?
I think it is Antoine.
It is, in fact, Antoine. I
wish it was true.
You thought about it.
Yes, I was at a wedding reception. Great wedding. The reception was great. Ceremony was great. All of that. And so I get to the wedding reception, and it's a buffet, and I look at the food.
And it is?
It's a taco bar.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm like, no.
And then somebody, for everybody except you.
And then I look over to the left, and there's boxes of pizza for the children. And it took everything in me not to walk over to those boxes of pizza.
You could have just walked over.
I should have.
Yeah, you should have walked over, got a plate, you had two plates, a taco plate and a pizza plate, and had an empty seat next to you, and just take bites. I'm like, oh, the kid went to the bathroom.
There was a little baby at the table that I was sitting at that got the pizza, and I want to eat that pizza instead of those tacos.
Yeah, and probably didn't eat it.
All right, take one little bite. I'm full.
That's exactly because they wanted a cupcake.
Yeah.
So you had to eat. See, what you have to understand is Antoine does not like Mexican food.
I do not care for Mexican food.
Which is the only person I believe I have ever met in my life that has said, I don't like Mexican food. So, yes, there is something wrong with
you. Yes, but I made it work. I got the beef and the chicken and the steak, and then I put some peppers and onions.
So I
didn't have any cheese, any taco shell, hard or soft. Or any rice or anything like that.
Okay. Well, you could have just, you know, got a bunch of ground beef and formed it into a burger patty.
That's kind of what it was. With onions and peppers. That's what it was.
Mm-mm-mm.
What have you done?
I didn't do nothing. And now I'm part of this.
Well, then you've done something.
All I was doing was sitting and eating dinner.
Okay.
My family. And my mother, the criminal.
Your mom, the criminal woman that gave birth to you.
Mama Cocaine.
Carried you in the womb.
Comes walking in.
Uh-huh.
She had been watching my son all day, and they went to some festival or something that was going on in the park. And she walks in, holding a basketball.
Okay.
My son did not leave the house with a basketball.
Okay.
We do not own a basketball hoop.
Mm-mm.
So, why you got basketball?
Where'd it come from?
Well, this was just on the ground at the park, and the kids were playing with it, and Lennon said, let's take the basketball. So we have the basketball. We should probably bring it back to Highland Park, though.
Mike, you mean the park where you just were? Well, you could have just left it there in the first place. You bring it to me, and she puts it on the ground, and my dining room says, here you go. I'm like, but... Why did you?
So did she go home after that?
Yes, she left the ball. She just left. She put the evidence on the ground and she left.
So she could have taken the ball back to the park on the way home.
She could have left the ball at the park.
Yeah, she could have. But she carried it off.
Some kid probably
dropped it off.
Some kid probably went back. Looking for their ball.
And they can be expensive.
Yes,
they are expensive.
I learned that. Yes, they can be very expensive.
They're like $30.
This was a Spalding basketball.
Oh yeah, it's like $30.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You stole a ball.
Yeah. Wow, Zach.
Mama Cocaine, she said, that's a nice ball. Like, take it back!
He stole a ball. Someone's looking
Zach.
For the ball.
Shame him.
I know.
Shame. Shame.
He has stolen property.
And it's still there.
Well, I know, but...
You could have dropped it off this morning.
Wow, you could have taken it back that day.
Uh-huh. Oh, you think I'm... All right, first of all, I'd had like 3 drinks, so I'm not driving back.
Okay.
So get out of here with
this morning, you just kind of rolled
on
the ball.
Your way. You could have rolled it back, Zach.
The car.
There's a kid without a basketball right now, and now that kid's going to play video games.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to lead to a life of crime. This crime makes other crimes happen.
PTSD for parks. He's never
going
to a park
how it
again.
Feels.
I know.
When you lose something and you want someone to return it.
Yeah, I lost my baseball glove several years ago. It was very sad. I left it down at the field. Someone took it. And they kept it.
Yep.
I should look at my mother's house. Maybe probably my there. Glove is there.
Yeah.
That's a nice glove. I just thought I'd keep it. That's what it is, Mama Cocaine.
Oh.
I'm going to find, I'm going to go look in her garage. She probably has a whole garage of stuff just stolen from children.
Well, it was sitting there.
Bikes, scooters.
But what are you going to do?
Finders, keepers.
You're going to return that ball, right?
I'm going to throw it back in the park or something.
Yeah. I think you should go buy a new ball and leave it there.
No, you don't do that.
Yeah, give them a new ball.
Yeah, no, you don't give them a new ball.
I didn't want a new glove. I wanted the old.
They want the old.
I did not want to be a part of this crime, and I was dragged into it. And I did not want to have an errand. Now I have an errand.
You sure do.
She lives a block from that school. Why didn't she take it back with her?
Make your son get out there and put it back where you found it.
He said, let's take it. You know what the answer is? No, let's leave it. Let's leave it right here. What might be the school?
Not my ball.
Well, let the school keep it then. Not my ball. It's a free country. I mean, for the rest of you, because I'm going to jail, but that's fine.
Well,
mini jail. But it's a free country, so you are allowed to do whatever you want to do.
Yes.
But that also means I am free to judge you if you do certain things.
I'm on train. I'm on board with this train.
Go for it, Antoine.
I will judge you. You're free to do it all you want to.
Uh-oh.
But I will judge you if you take a selfie of you sleeping.
If you sleep, so you're pretending to sleep.
Yeah, you're pretending to sleep, and you snap a selfie. Like you're cuddling with your pet. I've seen a lot of them.
I don't see them that often.
I've seen one recently.
I have not seen that.
You've never seen one.
I try to follow people I like.
I'm going to show you what I saw recently.
That's ridiculous.
Like you're laying there with your eyes closed, and you snap a picture.
I judge people on Instagram that don't have selfies, but have, I mean, who is this roving photographer that follows them around to take their, look at me.
Yes.
And they always do the same face on Instagram too. It's the, it's the open mouth. I'm sort of smiling because I'm having a wonderful
time. You can set your phone up and put a timer on it.
Oh, that's also pathetic.
Of course, Queen Selfie over here would know all of that.
She's playing dumb. So I said timer for half hour. I fall asleep.
I haven't, but I've witnessed and seen it. Like outside of bars and stuff, people have set their phone up. I'm like, I could take the picture for you, you know.
The sleeping selfie.
But they don't trust you because
Monica will run away with her phone. Steal it.
I judge you because you can't get it right. You can't get the camera lined up the first time. So that means you're taking multiple ones.
Yep. Uh-huh. I'm on.
Ridiculous.
Right. I'm on board with that. So yeah, text 52353, Darren and Roanoke. If you're a Yankee fan, I'm judging you.
Well, he's judging me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of things wrong with Antoine. Antoine's mostly a bandwagon fan of everything.
Yeah, true. Cowboys. We'll talk about it. Get to your judgment first.
Bill and judging Roanoke says mouth breathers. Enough said. Okay. So what... If you are pumping gas, and I realize this because I hardcore judged this woman the other day.
I think I do this.
And I will judge you if you do this because I was standing there getting gas, and I realized her behind me, she started a little pump, and then she went back in her car and sat down.
Oh, I see
do
people
it.
Do that.
You I do,
do that?
It. If I have to do a full tank, like if I'm on E in a full tank and it's static. Hot outside.
There's too much static. I think it'll blow something up.
Oh, my.
You got to be careful.
No, actually, she is right on that. There's some static electricity when you get out
of
your
car.
And you
can't wear Crocs, Antoine.
And you touch.
You know, they say that, too. Like Crocs, they pull.
I don't own Crocs, Monica.
you're pooping Crocs. You can't wear them out in public.
I don't own Crocs.
But if you can't stand there for 2 minutes and just pump gas. Uh-huh. I get it if it's 1 degree or it's pouring rain, something like that. And actually, she got back in her car and was eating. So there was it was an
but
additional.
Was it Taco Bell or something?
No,
something
it doesn't matter. I don't know what it was, but there was just her mouth was moving a lot. It was a very chewy substance, whatever it was. Uh-huh. And I just realized, I'm like, I am judging you. If you have to get back in your car, don't we sit enough as a people, Antoine?
You yourself
said you sit too much.
I get back in my car 90% of the time when I'm pumping gas.
Huh.
See, I stand
90%
all the time.
Of the time, I get back in the car.
I stand when I poop. Just to prove a point.
It's
amazing.
That's talent.
Oh, man. Monica, the sitters are coming for me.
Uh-huh.
Not the babysitters, the gas pump sitters.
I was like,
pumping and sitting.
Yep.
Pumping.
I judge you. If you have to get back in your car and sit down.
I don't have to, but I like to sit
down. I think it's dangerous.
You sit enough.
That's true.
Ashley in Lynchburg says, I get back in my car because I'm a young female and I've been harassed by creepy guys. So now I'm being called a creepy guy.
Uh-huh.
That's what that was.
Yeah.
And you're just looking at her and judging.
Exactly. I was looking down on you. I was not attracted to you. So there.
Hey, I will judge someone to the point where I may even call the police on you with this one. If I see you, it's hot outside. If I see you wearing black and long sleeves or a jacket, I may call the police on you. I probably will follow you a little ways if you're walking and you're fully dressed clothed. It's hot. It's hot. And that, I mean, for real, though, if you're wearing a long jacket and you're just, it's hot outside.
Antoine, I see your face and I see you wanting to judge Monica, but I'm going to back her up. For as crazy as it sounds, we had someone who worked here. In the very beginning, he wore a lot of long sleeves and jackets.
Yeah.
And she said, something is not right with that guy. He wears too many jackets. She actually said that. And we all thought, you doofus, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, well, guess who enjoyed lots of drugs? That guy.
Jacket guy?
Guess who stole a lot from here?
Jacket guy.
Yes!
Yeah,
you were right.
Yeah, it wasn't right. And if I see you outside on a 90-degree day.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I wear a lot of hoodies. Do you judge me?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, do you wear it on a 90-degree day?
Well, in here, sometimes the AC gets
stuck. There was one guy that was walking, and it was hot outside, and he was in all black. I took a picture of him, and I was like, I'm going to turn.
Oh, Lord.
Yes. Yeah, because he was very, it was not sitting right with me.
Abundance of caution, Monica. Hey. I'm good. There's somebody else, another gas pump sitter. Zach, I sit in my car almost always when I'm pumping. I have kids, so they drain my energy. Well, I have kids, too, so there you go. I don't let them drag me down.
I have a Zach and Monica. They drain my energy. I have to sit down.
Well, yeah.
And you think you're going to use that little bike pedal thing?
I know.
I promised earlier. He says, I sit too much. So you don't even want to ride a real bike because you just want to sit more.
Exactly.
You just love sitting. If you sit too much, I'm judging you. Text 52353. Is it this person? I judge people for having an Instagram account for their pet. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of time that goes into that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're talking on speakerphone in public, yes. Or in the office, that happens all the time here. And why do people think the voice to text, where they have to get so close to their phone to do it? Like, you don't have to put it all the way to your face and scream at it. We have older coworkers, you know, sometimes.
K92, all the audio that matters. It's viral audio on the K92 Morning Thang.
Oh, this principal stepped in it.
Oh, is it the one that hung out with some ladies?
No, that was a different principal.
Right, never mind.
I do know the one you're talking about, though.
Okay, that dude.
He went to the strip club.
He went to the strip club during the field trip.
During the field trip,
But I have a question. So if he's been on that field trip multiple, every year it's the same field trip.
Yeah.
So he's like, I already seen the zoo. I already been to the zoo.
Well, boring.
I don't.
So he went to.
Okay.
But this is a different guy.
A social club, and he got in trouble. I think he got fired.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he was principal of a Catholic school or something. So
he walked into the wrong building.
He did.
He was trying to save, pass out the.
That's what
you
say. Exactly. Was here to give out flyers and blessings.
Yes.
If you know Jesus, share Jesus. And
exactly.
That's what he was doing.
You have to walk around with one of those collection baskets with the big long stick on it, because then you always can cover
the 100s with Jesus in the center. Like, this is Jesus money.
The 100s
with
Jesus.
Yeah, it's like his money, but it's Jesus money.
Strippers don't like it if you give them Jesus money, just so you know. No, this guy in West Virginia did the graduation speech and totally plagiarized Ashton Kutcher's Kids' Choice Award speech from 2013.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. Oh. Now, Ashton did deliver an excellent Kids' Choice Award.
Yes.
It's such an odd place, but someone has put the two together.
I believe that opportunity looks a lot like hard work. When I was a kid growing up...
When I was 13, I had my first job with my dad carrying shingles up to the roof.
Company carrying shingles up and down a ladder to a roof.
Mm-hmm. I never had a job in my life that I was better than.
Wow.
Someone didn't do their homework.
I was always lucky to just have a job.
And every job I had was a stepping stone to my next job. And I never quit my job
until I had my next job.
And so opportunities look a lot like work.
For me, look like hard work.
Yep.
I don't really hear anything. How did he copy?
You're not sure?
I'm not sure.
Hey, there was a word in there that was different. He said, I never said it was my speech.
Oh, my goodness.
if he dumped green slime on all the kids, that would have been the capper that he copied it from the Kids' Choice Awards. The Jonas Brothers, back together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they
had to break up back in the day, and it was ugly.
Yeah, I know. Nick wanted to do his own thing.
Nick basically said, this band sucks, and I don't want to be part of it anymore.
And he was correct at the time.
Yeah.
He said, our music is lousy.
It was.
And our image is stupid, I don't want to be a part of it anymore.
And he was right.
And they were mad, the other two. He thought they would never speak to him again.
I feared that, they would never speak to me again. It took a couple months of tricky conversations and navigating all that for us to be able to reconnect just as family again.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're all right now.
They're better now.
They're better. Joe, he looks like he's healthier. He could be Batman. But
Joe Jonas.
Joe.
Joe Jonas could be Batman.
He'd be better than Robert Pattinson. But anyway, and what's the other one? Kevin? Kevin's married and playing the tambourine.
You're going to make him Robin while you're
he
at it?
He could be Robin.
Yeah, let's
but
go.
But anyway.
Let's get the Jonas Brothers. And we'll make Nick the Joker. It'll be the Jonas Brothers Batman movie. That, in Monica's eyes, apparently is better than Robert Pattinson.
You just add in some of their music, their tunes.
Oh, yeah, God.
Now they're in soundtrack.
Yeah. Here you go. It's a present just for Antoine. It's Beauty Tips from Will Smith.
This is my beauty tips and beauty secrets. The big part I hate about losing and not being able to play Genie is eyeliner. I really like wearing eyeliner. Look at you. You look so good. What do you do with your skin? This is my beauty tips and beauty secrets. I don't want Kylie Jenner stealing my stuff. It goes in a circular motion. You hear that? Oh, and you gotta be careful because it makes you black. And that's why my skin looks so good. Thank you for tuning in.
There you go.
Surprise it and make him Batman.
Oh, you know what? Let's just make him Batman too.
He'd be a great Batman.
You know what? I've got a great idea for a newbie. Bunch of Batmans. So we'll just bunch of Batmans. We'll get them all in a room. Hey, you know what? We don't have anything else coming out this summer that's original.
This summer, enjoy Aladdin, Toy Story 4, a new Men in Black, a new Godzilla, a new Rambo, a new Terminator, and a new Spider-Man. It's the summer of sequels.
Summer of sequels.
And if you have any original idea for a new movie, please send your ideas to Movie Studios, Hollywood, California. Thank you.
Yeah, we don't have any of those. I gotta admit, though, that Rambo movie looks pretty cool.
I haven't seen the trailer yet. I need to watch it.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.